Joyful blessings. This is Kaylin Castell. I am the co-founder of the Shamanic Astrology Mystery School and the creator of the Celestial Timings. And this audio is focusing on Spica, the fixed star, the bright blue white fixed star Spica. It will give some astronomy and also some of the mythology that is connected to it. And then we'll be able to use this as a base to connect with some of the things that are happening with Spica in the month of October 2011 and also in the whole year of 2012 with Saturn being near this star. And then anytime the moon is with Spica or any of the planets, the sun passes by Spica once a year, as does Mercury and Venus. Mars passes by Spica every 2 years, Jupiter every 12, Saturn every 30. And when any of these stars are with Spica, it is a very significant time because it's considered one of the Bohemian stars or magical stars of the that the alchemists use to create their talismans and to do their magic. So Spica is about 262 light years from Earth. It is sometimes described as a white star, but also described as a blue star. It is actually a double star. There are two stars circling each other. And both of these stars are bigger than our sun. Both are brighter and hotter than our sun. It is the 15th brightest star that we can see in our sky. And Spica is derived from the Latin word Spica Virginis, meaning the Virgo's ear of grain, because it's in the constellation of the Virgin Priestess, or Virgo is another name for it. One of the reasons we refer to it as the Virgin Priestess is because Spica is now located at 24 degrees Libra, meaning that the sun comes by this star about 24 days after the autumnal equinox or the September equinox. So it's moved into the seasonal time of 24 days after the autumnal equinox. So anybody who has planets or angles or nodes around 24 degrees Libra, adding 6 degrees, so you could take it up to 0 degrees Scorpio, or subtracting about to 18 degrees of Libra, you have a connection to this particular fixed star. There's many associations that also come with this star, and I'll talk a little bit about the Bohemian aspect of it, because the Bohemian stars all had a specific plant, a specific symbol, and a specific stone that was connected to it. And they had certain energies that were also connected to them. So the Bohemian stars are the ones that I have talked about a lot in the Celestial Timings, that the medieval astrologers saw as being magnified in their power, magnified in their energy whenever a planet was within 6 degrees. So the energy of Spica is connected to the plant sage, and it's also connected to the stone of the emerald. And then it also has other associations with periwinkle, wormwood, and mandrake, and was considered to be a star that conferred riches and assisted in overcoming contention. It strengthened the blood, and it was also had the ability to free men from evil and anguish, which is great. That's how the medieval astrologers saw this particular star. So they would use planets near Spica to create talismans for wealth, to increase their wealth, and also to increase their health, particularly with the blood. In India, this star was seen as Sitra, and Sitra in Hindu means bright, and so they saw it as a lamp or a pearl. In Egypt, this star was the lute bearer for Isis, the goddess Isis, the great winged goddess Isis. And also Astraea, the Greek goddess Astraea, who is said to be the last goddess to have left Earth. She stuck around as long as she could, and then finally when things got so bad, she finally left. So an expression of the divine feminine. This star is definitely associated with the goddess imagery throughout different cultures. Temples of Egypt were oriented, many of the temples of Egypt were oriented to Spica, and even in one of the temples in Turkey, known as the temple of the great Diana in Ephesus, was oriented to the rising or setting of this star. And there were several other temples that they know that when they were built, they were capturing either the rise or the set of Spica. And that's how important the star was to these ancient people. So the other things to know about Spica is that it is a, you know, the connection to the blue star. And so as seen from Earth, it is often seen as a blue star. I'm going to share some more in a future audio about this blue star aspect that has come to me to look at the significance of this. Also, Spica is found to be in the what they call the Virgo diamond. We might say the Virgin Priestess diamond, with several other stars. And I've written a lot about Arcturus and Spica and their connection there in the same zodiacal degree around 24 Libra. It also includes the tail of the lion, a star called Denebola, and another star called Cor Caroli, Caroli. Those four stars form what's referred to as the diamond. Cor Caroli is in the constellation of Canis Fenaci. I wrote about this quite a lot in years past, and we'll share more about it in the celestial timings in the future. But just to give you a sense about Canis Fenaci is the hound dog. This diamond of Virgo is an important piece to some of the ancient cultures who looked at the sky, and so I will share more about that also in the future. One of the things about Spica is that it was this particular star, and it's drifting away from the original position when some of these temples were built to capture its rise or set, that helped people to remember that there was something called precession, and that the stars, the seasons were shifting. So they were no longer seeing that star rise at a certain season in that position that the temple had been built to track. So that was one of the ways that we were able to recover this knowledge because of the shifting of places. So I've already shared the invocation of Spica. That's a piece that you can also tune into. But just to know, Cornelius Agrippa wrote a book called The Three Books of Occult Philosophy. And in Book 2, Chapter 47, he says something about Spica. Under the spike or Spica, they made the image of a bird or a man laden with merchandise. It conferreth riches and maketh one overcome contentions. It taketh away scarcity and mischief. So the image of a bird is also associated with this particular star. And so these are imageries that are maybe useful for tuning into what is Spica for us now. And I've been tuning into this, and we'll share some insights I've gotten about it with you all in a future audio.